This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My dear mother, I want you to know that your Ramadan is safe firstly. Your Ramadan is safe. And I don't say this from me. I cannot speak from me. I'm speaking on behalf of Allah. And if I speak on behalf of Allah, I'm literally signing on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. So I have to be careful with what I say. I sincerely say to you that your Ramadan is safe because of evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah. Glad tidings to you, my dear mother. Your Ramadan is safe. So please smile at this juncture, at this point, and release the negative stress from you. In fact, if you apply yourself in that which Allah has asked you to, and you do the best that you can do from the time that you have, not only is your Ramadan safe, you're going to have the best Ramadan ever. A Ramadan more rewarding than all your other Ramadans. Why? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. May Allah accept our deeds. I pray your Ramadan is going well. I pray you're doing phenomenally well. Subhanallah. Time is passing us by so quickly. And a week of Ramadan is over, and more than a week of Ramadan is over. May Allah accept what has passed and bless what remains. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm getting messages, especially from mothers of newborns, about Ramadan and how to manage Ramadan. And you know, given that this is a recurring theme amongst our sisters, I want to dedicate today's reminder in speaking a little bit about this. Firstly, to our mothers, congratulations for the children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease your affairs with the amanah. It's a big trust, subhanallah, in raising a child, and not just any child, a child from the ummah of Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a child of this ummah, a flag bearer of tawheed, of the unity of Allah in His worship and His lordship and His names and attributes. Someone, inshallah, that will be a collective carrier of the legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and ease your affairs in this amanah, in this trust that Allah has placed upon you. Now, why have I started with these words? Well, I've deliberately started with these words because many of the mothers who write in, subhanAllah, they've just given birth and they've been used to having a particular Ramadan. Or it might be, subhanAllah, that you're homeschooling and now you have a toddler and now you have a newborn. So, you know, you have a three-year-old and you have a newborn, and obviously you have to go through the sleepless nights and the breastfeeding, and maybe you're homeschooling as well. So you're trying to manage your tiredness during the day and the night and less sleep, and you know, managing the stress of thinking that your homeschooling curriculum is being delayed and so on and so forth. It can become overwhelming. And again, then you start thinking back to Ramadans before you were married, Ramadan before the child came along, and you were reading X amount of Quran and you were volunteering for this charity and you were raising X amount of money for the causes of the Ummah, and you were in the service of your parents, and you were doing so much. You were memorizing Quran, you know, reading tafsir, you were enjoying the lectures on YouTube and social media, or maybe even attending a halaqa at the local masjid, and all this has evaporated suddenly. Suddenly you can't even go for taraweeh. You used to go for taraweeh. You know, you appreciate that salah at home is better, but Ramadan gave you that change and allowed you to be part of the whole and feel part of the ummah, and you praying salah in jama'ah and you concentrating more, and all this is gone suddenly, subhanAllah. How it can become overwhelming. It can become overwhelming. And as a result, I chose my introduction more carefully. My dear mother, I want to say to you the following. I want you to know that your Ramadan is safe, firstly. Your Ramadan is safe. And I don't say this from me, and I cannot speak from me. I'm speaking on behalf of Allah. And if I speak on behalf of Allah, I'm literally signing on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. So I have to be careful with what I say. I sincerely say to you that your Ramadan is safe. Why am I saying this? Because of evidences in the Quran and the Sunnah. Your Ramadan is safe. Glad tidings to you, my dear mother. Your Ramadan is safe. So please smile at this juncture, at this point, and release the negative stress from you, release from you the thoughts that bring to you the stress and overwhelmingness. In fact, I'm not only here to tell you that your Ramadan is safe, I'm here to tell you that if you apply yourself in that which Allah has asked you to, and you do the best that you can do from the time that you have, not only is your Ramadan safe, you're going to have the best Ramadan ever. A Ramadan more rewarding than all your other Ramadans. Why? Because what's preventing you from reading the amount of Quran that you used to before? What's preventing you from Salatul Taraweeh? What's preventing you from having a rest at night so you can manage your fast better in the day? Right? What's preventing you from all these ideals that you're thinking about right now? It's your child. It's this amanah and trust that Allah has placed in your lap. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us a general rule that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards a slave, his slave, when he's sick or when he's a traveler, with the full rewards of the actions that he would do when he's a resident. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So think about this. When you're a resident, you go for Salatul Fajr in the masjid. And now Ramadan, you have to travel. And I say this to the brothers who have business trips. And they say, Shaykh, now we're traveling, now we're praying Fajr in the hotel room. It's not the same. I say, my brother, have good thoughts about Allah. Right? If you can't go to the mosque, you're praying in your hotel room, Allah is rewarding you, the rewards of Salah in Jama'ah. Because had you been a resident, that's where you would have been, at the masjid with the Muslims. Subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us this. When you're a traveler or when you're sick and you can't do the things that you normally do when you're a resident, Allah rewards you in full. This is from the mercy of the Lord of the worlds. From Ar-Rahman, the one who possesses a mercy that has no boundaries. So if this is the case for a traveler, if this is the case for the one who is ill, what about the case for a mother who is looking after an innocent soul, an innocent human being? This human being that is dependent on their mother. Subhanallah. Wallahi, my mother, my dear mother, Allah will give you your rewards of all your previous Ramadans in full and more. Allah is going to reward you the rewards of being in the service of your child. Why? Because you are in the service of an innocent soul that is dependent on you. And guess what? I will escalate it to another narration, which some of the scholars of hadith have said is acceptable, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, for me to walk with my brother, this is the Prophet saying sallallahu alaihi wasallam, during his time of need, this is more beloved to me, meaning more beloved to the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, than doing itikaf in my masjid, meaning in his masjid, the masjid of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 1 month. Now think about this. One salah in Masjid al-Nabawi is equivalent to 1,000 salah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, for me to walk with my brother during his time of need is more beloved to me than itikaf in my masjid for a month. If you do itikaf in the masjid for a month, you're praying 5 times a day, and then all your other salah in Masjid al-Nabawi, which is equivalent to 1,000 salah. But he says it's more beloved to him to walk with his brother during his time of need than itikaf in his masjid for a month. So how great are the rewards? My dear mother, you are getting these rewards because you are walking with a servant of Allah, with an innocent, dependent servant of Allah during their time of need. Your child needs you. And if you're homeschooling as well, your child needs you. It increases. Reward is proportionate to effort. So you being there for your children, Allah is going to reward you those rewards in Ramadan. On top of the rewards of Ramadan that you got for doing the acts that you always used to do. Subhanallah. You are the biggest winner, wallah. My dear mother, it surprises me that you are sad. You are the biggest winner. And guess what? I'm going to share with you a third round to get rewards. And that is through having good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you listen to my message to you in this video, and you decide that, you know what, I'm no more going to be sad. I'm going to listen to the advice and believe that I've got all my Ramadan rewards plus more. If you do that, Allah is going to reward you with a bonus round of rewards. He is going to reward you the rewards of having good thoughts about Him. This is known as husnul dhan. Husnul dhan and having good thoughts about Allah is actually a good deed. And Allah rewards you for those deeds. So if you have good thoughts about Allah, Allah will reward you for all the acts of Ramadan that you always used to do, number one. And then He's going to reward you the rewards of being there for your child, at your child's time of need. And then for you having good thoughts in Allah, that, Ya Allah, I really believe that when I meet you on the day of Qiyamah, I'm going to see all these rewards. Allah will reward you again for having those thoughts about Him. Subhanallah. And this is true to the spirit of Ramadan. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam not say, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi"? That whoever fasts Ramadan and stands its nights, iman and believing in Allah, wa ihtisaban and having good thoughts about Allah, that Allah will reward me for doing so. Allah says, "I will forgive all your previous sins." This is true to the spirit of Ramadan. So my dear mother, may Allah bless you. And may Allah love you. And may Allah preserve you. And may Allah protect you. And may Allah inspire you to raise children who will achieve the potential that their God-given potential, the potential that Allah created them to manifest. May Allah assist you in raising your child to that level. And may Allah bless you for all His blessings. My message to you is, don't be sad, but smile. And thank Allah, for He has favored you more than you know. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And this is my message to you in this reminder. And until next time, Salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.